חמישה הן הנקרן מינם, פרק ג' חוס תשובה הלכה זיין. חמישה הן הנקרן מינם, רבי ירבם had mentioned that מינם comprise one category of those שאין להם חלק בעולם הבא. חמישה הן הנקרן מינם, האומר שאין שם אלוהה ואין לו עולם מנהג, an atheist. והאומר שיש שם מנהג אבל הם שניים ויוסה, a polytheist. והאומר שיש שם ריבון אחד, אלא שהוא גוף ובעל תמונה, corporealist, he thinks that הקדוש ברוך הוא is physical, וכן האומר שאינו לבד וראשון וצור לכל, he thinks that הקדוש ברוך הוא is not the source of everything that exists, is not prior to and the source of everything that exists. So on the line of Ha'omer Shiesha Mibon Echad Ala Shul Gufa Baal Tmuna, Amar Avram, writes the Ravid, V'loma Kara Lazem Min. V'kama Gdolem V'tovim Mimendo הולכו בזוהר מחשב לפי מה שרואו במקרוס ויוסם ממה שרואו בדבר הגודוס המשם שעושה סדאס. So the word ממנו in Lashon HaKodesh has two different meanings. It can mean from him. Right? If you want to say that, I don't know, one brother is older than his other brother by 3 years, so you'd say, "Hu gadol mimenu b'shalosh shanim." So it can mean from him, or it can mean from amongst us. Right? Ish mimenu, no one amongst us should do such and such. So you would say, "Ish mimenu," and then continue the sentence. So it's clear that the pshat in the Ravid is kamu gadolim b'tovim mimenu. He's not saying that these people who believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was physical were greater than the Rambam. He's saying people who are gadolim b'tovim amongst us. So that's just in terms of translating the words in the Ravid. Next, it's also clear that the Ravid obviously is in full agreement with the Rambam in terms of what the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, what our traditional belief is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a Baal Guf. Because the Ravid attributes this view that some have subscribed to as being based on HaGadol Samshav Shosus Adeus. He attributes it to Shibosh Adah. So it's obviously the case that the it's obviously the case that the Ravid, in terms of the substance, that the view is minus, that the view is heresy, the Ravid agrees. The Asagas HaRavid is on classifying the person who holds that view as a min, right? Not that the view is minus, but the Ravid says there should be some daylight between the fact that the view is minus. Doesn't automatically, for the Ravid, it doesn't mean that it should translate into the person who subscribes to that belief as being a min, next point in the Ravid is, you know, the Rambam in this halacha lists chamisha hen hanikra minim. So I think as we'll mention this again later a little bit more fully, I mean, every Ovid Avodah Zarah also, well, I don't know, every, some of them are just fakers and it's a good business. But many of the Avodah Zarah, believe in the Avodah Zarah that they worship. And yet the Ravid of the Chamisha Hena Nikra Minim, the Ravid's only masig on this. So it's not the case that the Ravid says that any time a person is mistaken, that the Ravid is masig and says, Lama Karo Lazem Min. that even though the belief or the behavior is minos, but that doesn't mean the person is a min. The Rav only says it in that one case, right? It's very, you know, it's very telling that the Rav limits, and it's clear that that's what he means, because he says that this is the only one where a person can make that mistake based on learning. A person learns Chumash and he doesn't have the proper teacher, so he sees Yad Hashem, he sees Einei Hashem, he sees those phrases, and he translates the eyes of Hashem, Einei Hashem L'Kech Abba. The eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are focused on Eretz Yisrael. Hayad Hashem Tiktzor, is something going to go beyond the Hashem's the ability of his hand, of his arm. And what's more, the Rav says, if you learn Agadata, so imagine if we have Agadata, so, you know, talk to the idea, but you turn back to the Maharsha. We don't know what to do with Agadata. So imagine you're learning Agadata, so people in the Rav say, this is before the Maharsha, right? You don't have the Maharsha, you don't have the Maharsha, you don't have anything. We don't know what to do with Agadata, the whole thing. If a person doesn't have some kind of guidance in learning Agadata, so it's Meshavish, it's Adayas. It's Meshavish, it's Adayas. But it's clear that the Rav says what allows for that distinction between the view being Minus, but the person not therefore being classified a Min, is the fact that one can arrive at that Minus from Talmud Torah. But that's not true of the other things, right? That's not true of the other four Hanikra Minim, which is why the Ravid doesn't think that there's any, and when it comes to those four, there is no separation. There's no daylight between the view being Minus and the person subscribing to the view being a Min. So the Ravid is very, very narrowly, the Hasoga is a very narrow Hasoga, Dafka on this. On this one. Okay, let's shift gears for a minute and focus on the Rambam. What's pshat in the Rambam? In the fact that the Ravid's, what the Ravid points out, notwithstanding that misunderstanding Pshuto Shel Mikra and misunderstanding Agadata can yield such a heretical error, so the Ram holds that there's never daylight. If what a person believes is Minos, then he's a Min. So the Chari, it's not so. It's not as simple as that. So the Rambam Perek Dalet of Hilchos Shechita. So at the end of Halacha Yud Dalet, he writes as follows. So Dalet, Yud Dalet in Shechita. V'mhoye meshumo la'avodah zara, the person who's shachling. V'mhoye meshumo la'avodah zara, o mechal shabbos b'fahesya, o min, v'hu kofer, ha-kofer ba'toru b'moshe Rabbeinu, k'moshe b'yana b'hilchos tshuva, harehu kagoy u'shechita son avela. Right? So that's sort of a categorical statement. Again, v'mhoye meshumo la'avodah zara, o mechal shabbos b'fahesya, o min, v'hu ha'kofer b'torah b'moshe Rabbeinu, k'moshe Rabbeinu b'hilchos tshuva, harehu kagoy u'shechita son avela. Halacha tes zayin, elu atzdukim v'habaisusin, v'talmideihen, v'chol ha'toren achareihem, she'enem ma'aminim b'torah shebal peh, shechita son asura. However, v'imshachtu b'faneinu, harei zu muteres. She'ein isur shchitosan ala shama yekalkulu v'hein eina ma'amina b'toras ha-shchita. V'fichach eina ne'amon in lo ma'lo kilkalma. So the Chumash Hilchos Shechita are halacha Moshe Mi Sinai. Right, the Torah says, Rashi quotes, the Torah says, "V'zavach b'kasher tzivisicha." You should shech kasher tzivisicha, but it doesn't say anywhere what the hilchos shechita are not specified in Chumash. So, what is the Torah referring to? V'zavach b'kasher tzivisicha. So Rashi says, no, it's referring to the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, where Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe men of the Chumash hilchos shechita shehiya. The shochet can't hesitate in the middle of the shechita. It has to be one consecutive, uninterrupted motion. It shouldn't be with pressure, it shouldn't be with drasa, it should be one, again, a slicing motion, not a stabbing motion, etc. So the Stilgern by Susan don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh because they don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh, so they have no ne'emonis to tell us that they shechted properly. But if a Yisrael, a Ma'amin, was present, and he witnessed the Shechita, and he saw that the Shechita was done properly, so then the Shechita is good. But how is the Shechita good? It's Stugim and Beisusim are Kofim B'Torah, Torah Shebal Peh, and therefore they qualify as the Minim that the Rambam was talking about in Halach Yedaleh. You hear the question clear with us? Yeah. So the Rav explains that it's clear that what the Rambam means here, the Rambam has in mind the same distinction that he draws in Hilchos Mamrim, Misha enu Mamrim b'Torah Shebal Peh, Harehu. I skipped a few words. Harehu b'chlal haminim. Halacha. That was halacha aleph. Halacha gimel. But medvam amurim, and what's more, minim, again, once upon a time, what the din was marin v'lam alim. But medvam amurim, b'isha kofa b'tor, but medvam amurim, peri gimel halachi gimel mamim. But medvam amurim, b'ish shakofa b'tor shabal peh, mi machshavto u'bedvam sheniru lo. V'holach acha daito hakalo, he's a first generation kofa, right? Kofa shabtav tchila. He's a first generation kofa. V'chein kol ha'toam acharav, meaning even if others are led astray by him, but they're first generation, right? The first generation they were raised with proper emunas v'deis, and then they choose to leave. Shanu pirish. Avo b'nei osam hatoim uv'nei b'neihem shehidicha osam avosam v'noldu b'minas v'godlo osam alav harehen ketinuk shenishpa l'ben ha'goyim v'gidlu ha'goyim aldosam shu onos. V'fichach, skipping a couple of lines, ro'u lachziron b'tshuva v'limshach osam v'darkei shalom. So the Rambam draws a distinction in how we relate to first generation. Again, there he's talking about the Stugim by Susim Karayim, same belief system. The term is just applied to different groups at different stages in history. He distinguishes between whether it's first generation or whether it's second or later. Second or later generation, where they were brought up, where they were born into it and brought up on that belief. So then the Rambam says, no, we don't say Marin Vein Malin, but Adrab, we look to be Makarig then. Roy lahachziran b'tshuva v'lim shalchosan b'darkei shalom. So the Rambam said it's clear that the Rambam Hilchos Shechita is operating with a similar distinction. In Halacha Yedaled, in Dalad Yedaled, when he states categorically that the Shechita of a Min is Shechitasa Nevela, and it doesn't help if a Yisrael witnesses it. Why does it help that the Yisrael witnesses that the Shechita was, in terms of the technical execution, was perfect, if the person is is disqualified from Shechting? If he's Dino Kagoy, so then he's disqualified from Shechting. It doesn't make a difference that the technicalities of the Shechita were perfect. So that's what the Rambam is describing in Halacha Yedaleh, describing first generation. Elu Hatzdukim. Why does the Rambam say Elu? You should have said, Hatzdukim v'Avei Susim. Why Elu Hatzdukim? No, that I'm saying, Elu Hatzdukim v'Avei Susim, the ones that you'll meet on the if you go Shpatzirin in Cairo on the street, the ones you're going to meet, Elu Hatzdukim v'Avei Susim, So the Ram says, they're not first generation. I don't know what generation they are, but they're not first generation. They're much later than that. So they don't have a din of a min. And therefore, the problem is they have no nemanus. They have no nemanus in Shkita. So if Shachtu b'inyan v'in atzmam Shkitos in Asura, but if Shachtu b'fnei Yisrael, and the Yisrael sees that the Shkita was proper, so then Shkitos in Shera. So you see clear that the pshat here in Hilchos Tshuva, in the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, is not that the Rambam categorically rejects what the Ravid says, that it can be the case that a person believes in Minus, but he's not a Min. But that's clearly not the case, because the Rambam himself operates with such a distinction in Hilchos Shchita. He says the second generation, Stukim and Beisusim, what they believe is Minus, but they're not Minus. They're not Minus. So then what's the pshat here? So what is the Nekudas HaMacholgas then, here in Hilchos Tshuva? So I'm not sure if could be there's going to be some gray area left when we finish. Specifically, the Rambam's answer to the Ravid's Hasoga, I don't know that there's any basis for thinking that there is such a legend, but it's presumably legend and not fact that the Rambam saw the Ravid's Hasoga. There's such a legend, but it's a legend. But he was clearly aware of this question, not because the Ravid's Hasoga has reached them, but he was clearly aware of this question because the Rambam himself explains why he doesn't think a mistake about corporeality is a defense, and why that would, again, be some kind of mitigating factor. I mean, it's true, if you just learn Chumash and you translate the Psukim literally, so you'll think Hashem is physical. I mean, that's true. And if you learn Agadita and you don't recognize that Agadita speaks in metaphorical terms, and again, and you translate it literally, so you'll have all kinds of crazy notions in your head, right? That's why it's a very, very bad idea for people to learn Kabbalah, who are not roi l'chach, because there's all kinds of metaphorical lashonos, which if a person doesn't understand them correctly, he's much worse off for having misunderstood them than for just being unaware of what it says. The reason it is Chokhmas HaNistach is because it's supposed to be Nistach for most of us, and it's supposed to be reserved for the Yechidei Skula. It's not some kind of game of hide and seek that's Chokhmas HaNistach. It's Chokhmas HaNistach for a reason. And it's not at all the case that if a person, you know, nothing ventured, so there is a very, 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 very real downside to it. So the Rambam explains as follows. The Rambam says, That the reason ignorance isn't a defense for a person who thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal Guf, again, what the Ravid points out in terms of Psukim and Chumash, in terms of Agadah, he doesn't mention Agadah explicitly, But he talks about mistake. He doesn't mention the psukim specifically either, but he talks about, again, mistake and misunderstanding. He said the reason that that's no defense is, and this is such a important yesod, not only in this context, in life, he says the Torah doesn't make a demand that everyone should be a philosopher, and that everyone should know how to, on their own, how to reason that it's inconceivable that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal Guf. There's no such expectation. The Torah doesn't expect everyone to be a Rabbi Akiva, a Rambam, a Reb Chaim. There's no such expectation. But what the Torah does expect, and this is you can't underline this or bold it strongly enough. The Torah does expect from everyone to know what his own limitations are. And the person who isn't capable on his own of arriving at a correct conception of Elohus is expected to know that. He's expected to know what his limitations are. He's expected to know what, where his abilities lie and where they don't lie, what he's able to tackle on his own and what he's not able to tackle on his own, and he should be deferring to people who know better. And that's why the Rambam says, that's why the Rambam doesn't go for this, well, he just misunderstood, so who told him to rely on himself? No one's blaming him for not being able to figure it out on his own, but the responsibility, the blame is in taking upon oneself to arrive at these conclusions on one's own. That's what Rambam says explicitly in terms of, and then he says, and Baharaya, that logic is absolutely compelling. This is what we mentioned before, is that by and large, of the Avodah Zarah, believe in the Avodah Zarah, they're engaged in it. So you see, the fact that they believe in it doesn't exonerate them. They can still have a din of mezid. They still have a din of mezid, and would be chayiv mises bezdin, because who tells them to abide by their belief and not to defer to those who know better? Now, the implications of what the Rambam says, and again, here's where there is some gray area. So he says that explicitly again about corporeality. And l'chara, with regard to corporeality, let's say a person grows up either in a society where there is no such individual who understands better, or where there's no realistic expectation for him to recognize that person for who he is, so then it sounds like from the Rambam, in that kind of extreme situation, that the Rambam would agree with the Rambam, because that, based on the explanation that the Rambam gives. But then the question is, so how, where does that apply? Where doesn't that apply? Let's say a person who grew up in the Soviet Union in the 1930s, where the Rav Zichron Levracha used to say that it's not the pshat that communists are also atheists. It's at the core of communism is atheism, because they try to make the state becomes the absolute that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So it's not pshat that they're also atheists, that they have these theories about class war based on Marx and other things, and they also have to be atheists. No, that's the essence of... It's at the heart of communism. There is no communism without atheism. Let's say you have someone who grew up in... grew up in Stalinist Russia. And he's an atheist. So what would the Rambam say about that? I don't know what he would say about that. Maybe a person in Svara, not everyone can figure out that Hashem is not a Baal Guf, but maybe everyone in Svara is supposed to recognize there's a Ram Shalom. So exactly, you know, where you draw the lines. I mean, it's only Nogei Ladina, you know, if such a person touches the wine, if such a person shefts, or such a person signs as such a person is an aide on a get or something. We're not asking the question to sit in judgment, but it would be in any of those kinds of circumstances, it would be halakha l'maisa as well.
Is the Rambam talking about cases where you have tzedukim or basusim or people that by and large live in a society above the Hashem, they just happen to be secluded into their own kind of private community, as opposed to someone who, let's say, lives in Soviet Russia, who his mom, Shatinuk Shanishman, would have had no way of accessing
that? So he continues, he says here in Gimel Gimel and Mamun. After he says, "Arein ketino chenishva leven agoyim v'gidlu agoyim adosim she'onos," the afal bi shashama achakach shehaya yehudi, v'roa hayehudim v'dosam, harehu ka'onos sharehu gidluhu al ta'usam. So he says explicitly, no, even if he later, he was raised, he was hidden with the, he was hidden with a Christian family during the Second World War, and then they refused to give him back, and they didn't. And they didn't tell him who he was. And he finds out later. That he was a Jewish baby hidden, and they shmud him. But the Rambam says no. He still remains Sharei Kohen Sharei Kid Sharei Gidluhu Al Tosan, because they poisoned his mind in his formative years. So he's not referring to. That his whole life, he lives, you know, sort of secluded, but it means that during his formative years, he's subjected to that kind of programming. So, again, the Rambam clearly thinks that that's relevant to not believing in Torah Sheba'al Peh. Implicitly, by saying that the fault of the individual who thinks Hashem is a Baal Guf, the Ravid's, you know, points notwithstanding, is because he should have deferred to someone who knows better. So implicitly, the Rambam is saying that if he didn't have access to such a person, or for some reason wouldn't be in a position to recognize that person for who he is, for what he is, Rambam seems to say that also would be a mitigating factor. So we sort of know it in terms of the Ikar of Baal Guth, and we know it in terms of Torah Sheba'al Peh. What about the other Ikar? I don't know. You know, the same way the Ravid was only Masig on Baal Guth, Yitachin that even the Rambam's partial agreement is only on Baal Guth, but the Rambam wouldn't say it about a person who's an atheist. It's not obvious it's certainly not obvious to extend it to someone who's an atheist. It's not obvious at all. Hayesod Revi, says the Rambam, Hakadmos. Behu Shazeh Echad Ha'omor. And again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of whom we've been speaking in the previous three Yesodos. Shazeh Echad Ha'omor Hu Hakadmon Behechleit. V'chol Nimso Zuloso Hu built the Kadmon Beyachas Elav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prior to everything else, because everything else draws its existence from Him. V'havayos al zeh b'sforim hein rabos. V'hayisod ha'revi hazeh hu shahor olav ba'omro ma'ona Elokei Kedem. That's what it means when we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Elokei Kedem. V'da, this is, I think they probably pointed out here in the notes, I assume. Rav Chapach has it in his as well. This the Rambam added later. That they can see in the manuscripts that he added this later. It's a fundamental principle of belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The world is not eternal. The world has not always existed. There was nothingness in terms of the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. At times, the Rambam says, you'll see that when I talk about that, I don't take that for granted. That's how you know it's a later edition, because he wrote Parash Mishnah decades before he wrote the Mora. The Rambam, what this Rambam means is as follows. The Rambam was of the opinion, you know, whether he would change this given today's science as opposed to the science of his day is a question, but leaving that aside, the Rambam was of the opinion that you couldn't prove whether the world was created or not. The Rambam said that you couldn't prove, meaning logically. You can sort of prove historically based on miracles, but logically, you know, in terms of constructing a logical proof, that the Rambam was of the opinion that you couldn't prove that the world had been created, that there was no logical way of choosing between those two views, whether the world was created or whether the world had always existed. Rav Sadia Gaon thought you could. So for Rav Sadia Gaon, who thought that you could prove that the world had been created, so the Nirmela, that served as a proof for Metzias Hashem. The Rambam says, again, you can prove it historically, but then proof there means something different, right? The Rambam's talking about a logical proof, you know, the kind of, like a proof that you learn in geometry, that kind of proof, not a logical in terms of formal logic, not logical in terms of makes sense and compelling and truthful, but in terms of formal logic. So the Rambam says, at times, I talk in terms of the world being Kadmon, because that way I give you a proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, an absolute proof, because then, Ranavshach, if you recognize the world as being L'chudosh, then that's the biggest proof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. And even if you don't grant that, so I'll show you how even without granting that, you can still prove Metzias Hashem. That's what Rambam is saying. 100%, it's, again, it's the 13th of the Yud Gimel Likor, Tchiyas HaMeisim, the Rambam says, is basically a yesod of miracles. And miracles is only possible if the world was created. If the world has always existed and everything about the world is inexorable. Everything about the world is the way it is because it has to be that way. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so then the world doesn't have to be, which is why there can be exceptions, which is why there can be, and there have been, and there are miracles. But the Rambam says all that we know empirically, but you can't sort of just know it if you keep your eyes closed and don't look at miracles happening. You can't know that logically. And if you want to be able to prove the Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence logically, so then you need to prove it even al hatzad that the world is kadmon, that the world has always existed. That's what these lines mean. Okay, we'll stop.